This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.
Today on Stock Day, we have a returning guest. His name is Rick Schumacher. He is the CEO for Pressure Bioscience Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, happy to be back. Thanks.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure to have you back on, as always. So, Rick, it's been a little bit. We've had you on back in December. Since then, our listenership has kind of exploded. So why don't we give a little bit of an about statement about Pressure Biosciences and a little bit about yourself, Rick.
Happy to. Pressure Biosciences is a life sciences tools company. We make instruments and associated consumables that we sell to the research market, the life science research market all over the world. We're a small company a little bit south of Boston, Massachusetts. Like your readership, we're also growing a lot. This time last year and for the previous 5 years, we were 9 people. Today, we're 12, and we hope within the next quarter or two, we will be closing in on maybe 20 people. A lot of good things are going on with the company. The products we sell are all based on a technology called pressure cycling technology, or we call it PCT, pressure cycling technology. Mm-hmm. We've been able to figure out how to capture high pressure and bring it into the laboratory. Now, what does that mean? Everything in nature has a pressure point. Mm-hmm. Everything has a point at which it can be broken apart, like a cell. It can be killed. It can be inactivated. But really, the most important thing is that as scientists, of which there are hundreds of thousands studying biological cells around the world, you know, viruses and bacteria and cancer cells and normal cells and whatever, these cells hold the message inside them. Mm-hmm. on the next cure, on the next ability to fight off a disease or to eradicate a disease. And it's probably in a combination of maybe the DNA, the proteins, the lipids, but they're all inside the cell. So we use methods, unfortunately, that I used in the 1980s as a scientist to break open cells. And that just doesn't cut it anymore because we have methods of reading those proteins in that DNA, which never existed 20 and 30 and even 10 years ago.
Right.
So we have to modernize the way that we break open cells. And that's what Pressure Biosciences does. What the world is doing now is they're using mechanical means. They're just banging away at the cell to break them open. But when you do that, you can possibly change and modify some of the things you want to study, the mm-hmm. proteins.
And destroy it.
So what we do is we squeeze them. We put them in a pressure chamber and we cycle pressure cycling technology. So this pressure chamber sits on the lab bench. It's got a pressure chamber. It's about 2.5 inches thick. And we very safely, very carefully, we put water in the chamber. We put a lid in. And inside the test tube are the cells we want to break. And those are put inside the pressure chamber. And then we tell the computer how much we want to pressurize the water. As we pressurize the water, that pressure goes into the test tube and into the cells, and everything in the cell itself feels the same pressure. And we can go to pressures that go up to 30, 40, 50, 60,000 pounds per square inch very safely.
Wow.
Very safely. And once we know what pressure it takes to break open a prostate cell or a prostate cancer cell or a cell from wheat, or cell from a bacterium or a virus, we can dial that into the computer. And once we have the cell in its own test tube, which is consumables, and it's floating in the water inside the cell, we dial and say, go to 42,000 pounds per square inch and do this back and forth from 42 back to normal, 42 back to normal. Do that X times, like 30 or 40 times. Once we know what pressure it takes to break open a cell, we dial it in, we pressurize it back and forth like squeezing a sponge until we break it. And it's very, very controllable, unlike just banging away at a cell, which is what everyone does now, just spinning them with little beads and bang, 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 or taking blades to chop the cell to open it. We squeeze a cell very carefully a certain number of times until it breaks. And that's what pressure cycling technology is all about, the very safe and controllable way to break cells for the future study of the cells to find that next cure, to find that next billion-dollar drug.
Wow, that's absolutely fascinating. Again, my guest today is Rick Schumacher. He is the CEO for Pressure Biosciences Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB market under the ticker symbol PBIO. Now, Rick, in 2017, you guys are doing exceptionally well in 2017. In fact, you guys had two really exciting things happen. It looks like on February 2nd, you guys received CE marking for your new Barocycler. Can you explain that a little bit for us?
Sure. We've had a Barocycler. Baro means pressure, so a pressure cycler machine for about 9 years out in the field, and it was the first instrument that we developed for the lab bench, and it works. It works great. Mm-hmm. It cycles pressure, and we've been able to bring on board about 150 customers from about 150 labs around the world, and about 280 systems or instruments have been sold in these labs. But it had certain limitations that we could now, because we've learned over the years how to improve the instrument and how to give it more bells and whistles.
Uh-huh.
So the new instrument came out last June. It's called the 2320 Extreme, because the previous instrument was the 2320. This one takes it to more extreme levels, pressures, cycles, etc. Now, normally, when you sell an instrument or a medical device in Europe, you have to get what's called a CE mark. And this CE mark might take up to a year to get. We sold our first instrument last June.
Uh-huh.
And we filed for our CE mark, and it's a very torturous process. A lot of things have to be done. But I'm very proud to say that we got it done, and we received our CE marking in 8 months. We expected a year. So on February 2nd, we announced that we have our CE mark, which opens up 31 countries in Europe, the whole European Economic Area, which we could not sell into prior to February 2nd. We now can sell into with the CE mark. So we're very limited on the number of instruments we could sell up to now, because of the CE mark, and that's now been done. The ability to get that CE mark is something which I applaud our employees, our team, that really just worked tirelessly to get it done, and get it done in under a year that we had budgeted, and get it done in 8 months. So that's the importance of the CE marking.
That's incredible. Yeah, so back on March 1st, you guys were recognized for the 2017 North American Excellence Award for Best New Instrument for Sample Preparation with the same instrument, the 2320 Extreme. Now, this was presented to you by Corporate America News Magazine. What is this going to signify for PBIO going forward?
Well, you know, it's one thing for us to toot our own horn and to tell everybody we think we have the best new instrument out there that's going to be able to safely and reproducibly break apart cells to give the scientists a better chance at finding the next drug, the next cure. But it's the second thing that happened, which happened last year, is that one of the top companies in the life sciences in the world, they're a company called SCIEX. They're a 2,700-person company, also located in Massachusetts, and they're owned by the Danaher Corporation, which is a $60 or $70 billion life sciences holding corporation. They recognized this instrument and our ability in this technology by doing a co-marketing deal with us last year. So we have a co-marketing deal for this instrument and this technology with one of the top life science companies in the world, one of the bigger companies in the world. And that also adds some credibility. But now, to kind of cap it off, we have third parties. We have a group that every year gives out their North American Excellence Awards to companies and individuals that they think are at the top of their game. And we were in the running for this for the last couple of months, and there's a jury out there. There's a whole group of people that decide, and then we were told just a couple of weeks ago that we had won the award for the best new instrument for 2017. For the market, what's called sample preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Sample preparation, it's not a sexy market, but boy, is it big. I mean, you're talking hundreds of thousands of researchers every day. While we're doing what we're doing, radio shows and other things,
mm-hmm.
they're on the lab bench. They're breaking open cells from wheat and barley and rice and humans and animals and birds and whatever. And they're looking for the next drug, the next cure, the next way that they can, you know, stop an epidemic. And they're doing it by breaking open cells many times. And that's called cell sample preparation. You can't study the protein, the DNA, RNA, lipids. You can't study that inside a cell without breaking open the cell for the most part and freeing those, what we call biomolecules. That's what our instrument does. That's what we've been recognized for. So in the last, you know, 12 months or so, we've developed this brand new instrument with a lot of tremendous bells and whistles. We've done a co-marketing deal with one of the top life science companies in the world, our little company, our little 9-person company at the time, with a 2,700 person company, wonderful company called SciX. And then on top of it, now we win an award within the first year, 8 months into releasing the instrument. We get CE marking and we win an award saying that this is the best instrument that has that is available to the life science market for sample preparation in 2017. We're just very, very proud of it.
Absolutely. You guys should. I mean, you guys are, you know, just hitting the ground running and taking, you know, the science world by force, as it were. My guest again today is Rick Schumacher. He is the CEO for Pressure Biosciences Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Now, you guys already having an exceptional 2017. I know your stock is blowing up, but what I want to do is go over what are going to be your goals going forward in 2017. Can you elaborate that on a little bit?
A little bit. Obviously, as a public company, we can only say what's been publicly disclosed, but there's two things that you, now that you asked, there's two things that I'd like to amplify a little bit. The first is that we put a goal together last year. We got permission from our shareholders, and we've done a lot of the filing. So we're on process of trying to move our company from the OTCQB onto the NASDAQ Stock Exchange. And the NASDAQ Stock Exchange, once a company gets on NASDAQ, it opens up a whole new world. There's a lot of stockbrokers, in fact, most stockbrokers that will not and cannot recommend your stock if you're on the OTC, but can if you're on NASDAQ. There's a lot of institutions that will not invest in a company that isn't on the NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange. So we made it a goal for 2017 for us to move back on, and it is still a goal, and we're still very optimistic that this is going to happen in the coming few months, that we're going to be moved back onto the NASDAQ Stock Exchange, which will enable this company to be part of a lot of institutional support and stock support that we just don't have now. So we're excited about that. Everything in that regard has been moving along as planned, and we certainly expect that before the end of the second quarter, we'll be a NASDAQ-listed company. The second thing, which is a major goal, the second major goal for this year, you know, is to build a sales team. This is a company. We have a brand new instrument. We have a brand new co-marketing deal with a giant in the industry. We have brought on some of the top key opinion leaders as customers in the world that are now using our 2320 Extreme. So we have some of the top protein experts in the world that are publishing and presenting data using our instrument. We're missing one thing, though. We don't have a sales team to sell it. So even though we did $1.5 million in sales through three quarters last year, and if you extrapolate it out, we haven't announced the numbers, you know, roughly $2 million in sales last year, we're doing this with one person who spends half her time in sales, and quite frankly, she is 100% reactive. She's taking the phone calls that are coming into us, and she's moving them through the system and closing them, and with a little bit of help from the rest of the team here. But that's not the way to build a big company. So we made it a goal to hire a sales team, to build a direct sales force, and that's what we're doing, and that's our goal for the first quarter. So the quarter that we're in is to build a sales team so that we, now that we have the instrument, now that we have the support of the key opinion leaders, now that we're recognized by groups like Corporate America as the best new instrument out there, let's build that sales team. Let's start actively, proactively selling the the instrument. So it's such an exciting time for us to be able to do this.
Absolutely. It's exciting just to listen to you talk about it. I can just tell the enthusiasm just rolling right out of your voice, and it's amazing, and I do believe that, you know, these goals are going to be met this year. My guest again today is Rick Schumacher. He is the CEO for Pressure Biosciences Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Now, Rick, as part of our last segment, we like to leave this for our guests to go over anything that we might not have been able to touch upon before we wrap up.
Well, you asked me early on, and I skipped over it, unfortunately. And let me just take a couple of minutes. That I've got a tremendous team here. They've been with me for 10 years, which says a lot, because we've gone through, pardon my French, hell in the last 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
As a small company that's been undercapitalized. I think these guys, to stick with me for 10 years. I've got three that are 10 years, and two this year that'll be 10 years. So five of my nine people that we've had up to this year have been with me for a long period of time. I myself am a serial entrepreneur. We have a big, tough road ahead of us to build a sales team, but I've done it before. I started three prior companies, all in the biotech space, all successful. Combined, they're worth over $1 billion. In market cap on the NASDAQ stock market. So I've done it before, and I have that experience to fall back on, and I've got a team that's been with me for 10 years. I think that's important for your listeners to understand that we're not just a group of guys that are starting out that maybe haven't done it before and maybe have to work our way through it. We have the experiences. We failed on some things, we succeeded on some things, and we use that experience to grow this company.
Exceptional. Pressure Biosciences Incorporated is the company that we're highlighting today on Stock Day. To find out more information, you can visit their website by going to www.pressurebiosciences.com. Today, looks like they're trading at about 22 cents a share. So contact your broker today. Rick, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you back on the show. We love having you on as a guest, and we hope that you'll continue to come on and keep us updated on Pressure Biosciences and the future of the company.
I sure will, and I really do appreciate the opportunity.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.